Open Language 英语，
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Spencer。
前两天呢，好像央视它报道了一个说，2016年中国人平均加薪 ，we can expect
the average increase in pay。
对，有8%平均加薪8%，然后将是。
是蛮高的。
We will lead the world， 就是会是全球第一。当然，这是一个。Forecast 是一个预期，然后也有很多网友吐槽啊什么的。我们今天的节目就可以看看啊，比如加薪这种英文名你可以怎么表达？然后呢，我们也可以来对比一下，就是中国和美国一个平均的这种加薪的幅度。
Right, so the difference in the average of the increase in pay between America and China.
好，那当然大家到我们 Open Language 开言英语的公众号，你就可以看到每一篇我们精彩的这个音频节目，它配的图文，然后呢也可以听到音频本身，还有我们其他更多的学习内容，所以安利一下，大家要关注我们。
That's right.
先问 Spencer 啊，这个薪水本身英文就有好多说法，
yeah, 对吧 ？Yeah, that's right. There's income. There's pay.
Pay, right? 所以 pay 这个词又是动词又是名词。
Yeah, that's right.
So you can say when do you get paid or how much do you get paid? 当然，
yeah.
这个问题不要随便问一下。
Yeah.
然后也可以说，
how much you make.
The pay is very good, 对吧
right.
就是名词动词都可以。刚刚你说 how much do you make?
Yeah, how much do you make?
这个
you would ask that question to somebody, like, oh, how much do you make? How much money do you make?
就是薪水多少。但我们刚刚也说了这个 too private, right? 不要问。但是薪水刚刚你已经说了 income, pay, 然后 wage.
Oh yeah, wage. Wage is a little...different though it's a little more specific like usually it's kind of like a with a specific time period like an hourly wage
just
it's like how much you get paid an hour there's a lot of jobs in America that you know it's
some part-time yeah
full-time yeah 全职的也是的
但是你的这个薪水是按照小时来算的
对
而且我觉得 wage 这个词是经常在那种一些宏观数据 like when they release these macroeconomics data, right? 就是像什么 so the average wage increase in America was 什么 2% in 2015, 好像就这样宏观数据里面说到薪资薪酬水平就常会用 wage 这个词。
Yeah, it's true, but I guess the uses are a little different. For example, like a salary is also like income, you know what I mean? But salary.
我刚刚想问你这个，这也是很常用的另外一个词，形容薪水的，就是 salary.
Yeah, but salary is usually more like it's like 固定的 It's usually kind of fixed. So like if you work overtime, you might not get extra money. But if you work for like an hourly wage, you might get like overtime pay.
So
your salary isn't fixed a lot of the time.
所以就是我们刚刚说的这些词都是薪水的意思、
mm-hmm.
然后呢 in most cases you can use them interchangeably 就是我觉得就很 general 如果你就想说这个薪水这件事那你刚刚这些词都可以用、
mm-hmm.
但是呢他们还是有细微的区别
yeah,
就像 Spencer 说的
yeah, they do have small differences
对比如说如果你讲到自己什么小时薪就一般我们会说 hourly wage 就不会说 hourly salary
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Salary 一般就是你的
It's usually like your monthly salary. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pay package.
Yeah, yearly salary.
刚刚我说到 pay package, 这个就基本上还要包括很多的 benefits, 对吧有没有什么保险啊
Yeah, or like retirement, 401k 之类的。
好那重点来了啊你我们要加薪 We want to be making more money
Of course
那加薪的英文怎么说呢
Well, I mean, 加薪 I mean, like raise Usually
对 raise 是最常用的
Yeah, but like pay increase
So raise
Wage increase
对而且我觉得那个 raise 嘛很多时候是就是你主观上说我很希望加薪有的时候你甚至直接会说出来说I would like
a raise.
A raise, 对吧？是不是能够加一点薪水，会有涨薪？然后那个什么 pay increase 什么的，那个好像比较客观。That's used pretty objectively when you read a newspaper article.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're asking for like a pay increase, you know, you probably wouldn't say to your boss, hey, I need a pay increase. You probably just say, you know, I really need a raise.
对对，所以用法不太一样。
Yeah, a wage increase or pay increase is more of like a 书面字. It's kind of like more like a formal thing that you'd write down.
比较书面，比较客观的那种说法。
Yeah.
好，那既然讲到客观书面啊，新闻媒体上你会看到的，我觉得在国内吧，刚刚那个报道说什么8%，他们预计中国人平均加薪会8%。然后，当然 depends on
where you're working, I'm sure.
Where you work, 对吧？然后平均8%seems pretty high to me. 怪不得很多网友。
Yeah, as long as inflation is down.
你刚说的 inflation 就是通货膨胀啊。然后，我们现在来看看美国好了。美国大概，比如说。这个比较 average 的这种 pay increase 这种 raise 有多少，然后我查了一下你们美国劳工部嘛 Bureau of Labor Statistics
the Labor Bureau
对，然后还有一个 Bureau of Labor Statistics
the BLS
他们就是劳工部统计局这样的是吧，
对，
他们好像他们的这个 data 数据是2015年平均的工作而且 full time
全职
那个 pay increase 是 2.1%2.1%
还好吧，
对，就听起来很少但是因为它平均掉了嘛，那有些人可能是比较高的，不管是 they signed a new contract or they you know changed got a new job、
right.
对吧，平均只是这些啊。然后呢又看了一个 CNN 的新闻，他是说他是2015年年末的时候做的，他们就 survey 嘛，就问卷调查全美1000多家大公司，然后就说你们明年大概会给怎么样的一个 pay raise。
Does it say which companies by chance？
没有，他就是1100个大规模，就是有5000人以上员工的公司。
那 that is pretty big then。
然后呢？You know what the number is? 美国人2016年
不知道
他们的平均加薪大概是多少啊？是3%。
Well, so it's an increase of 0.9%, right?
对，反正就
0.9%对吧？
你说和美国劳工部的那个数据啊？
Yeah.
所以我觉得好像美国，因为 from anecdotal you know stories 跟一些美国朋友聊天啊，或者什么的。好像他们说每年2-3%是比较 standard 是比较标准的，就除非你的什么 your role responsibilities changed 除非你做的事情很不一样承担了更多的责任啊什么的，那也许你会有一个more significant pay raise、
okay.
otherwise 3% is
pretty
like
standard.
Pretty standard 就比较、normal 比较 average 平均的数字啊。然后呢其实美国2008年那个金融危机以后、很多人 first of all they lost their job
失业了对吧，
失业了、但现在美国的这个好像 the economy has picked up，经济又开始就是升温又不错啊。
反正是一种过山车一样的
roller coaster， 高高低低，经济就是这样 cyclical 循环的。所以呢，其实前几年你问美国人，他们说哦、，if I could just hold on to my job， if I got to keep my job， if I didn't get laid off， 就是没有。丢掉工作继续能工作他们都觉得很好了。2008年以后真的是就整个的 labor market 就劳动市场都非常的对、就很低迷嘛、有些人 in order to keep their jobs they were willing to take a pay cut。
Yeah, there's a tightening of the belts all around
你说紧缩裤腰带
对
吧，松紧裤腰带
对
所以就有些人他甚至就同一个工作，然后公司说我们现在就是要 很艰难嘛、mm. 所以可能你们要 pay cut、
yeah.
减薪
yeah, yeah, even people in the government were like furloughed and stuff you know,、
哦、
like,
对有些什么公务员他们是有 pay freeze、
mm.
就是薪水冻结因为、
yeah.
政府付不出钱给公务员了然后他什么几个月拿不到钱就那个叫 pay freeze、
yeah.
对吧嗯、anyway 就是美国是经过了好多年呢您可能会因为媒体读到一个词叫 wage stagnation 或者 stagnant wages
yeah stagnant means to like not go up not it just kind of like freeze in a way it doesn't really move
it just didn't move
it flattens out
对所以 wage stagnation 就是一个薪酬就是停滞不前对吧、
mm-hmm.
没有任何的改变啊、
right.
但我们中国呢因为这几年这么十几二十年经济都发展了 it's an economic boom、mm. boom 一个很蓬勃的发展、
mm.
所以 wage increase 是很高的、
yeah.
一般中国人听到啊才3% 3% 就觉得都没有跑赢 inflation 都没有跑赢 CPI
yeah, yeah.
inflation 的对吧这些通货膨胀都高了所以我觉得这个 expectations、pay raises、wage increases are very different、
mm-hmm.
from America and China
well you know also as the market of as the American market has transformed over the past three, four decades. You know, basically wages have technically been stagnant for a long time. People they work longer for the same amount of pay and less benefits. And, you know, it's kind of prevalent in America right now.
对就是人家说如果你是真的对比50年代、
mm.
在那个底特律汽车城的一个工人、mm. 对吧
yeah, exactly.
他们那个时候你把那个时候的钱换到现在的货币其实现在人赚的钱比那时候少很多。
Okay, so here's a fun statistic.、Mm. I forget the exact year, but roughly a little over 40 years ago, we'll say between 45 and 50 years ago,the largest employer in America was GM,、
mm,
so General Motors,
对
right?
对对 Toyota 汽车
Yeah.
它以前是美国最大的雇主
Yeah. And so about 45, 50 years ago, they were the largest employer.、in today's dollars, the wages that they earned then was equivalent to $30 US an hour in today's money.
So,
today, the largest employer, Jenny,、mm. is Walmart.And the average wage is $8.50 an hour、
oh.
in today's dollars. So just kind of, yeah, put things in perspective.
50-60年代的时候，那时候通用汽车一个流水线上的工人，他赚的钱，
mm-hmm.
有去除货币的升值贬值啊，还有 inflation 什么因素，
mm-hmm.
算到今天 in today's dollar value、
yeah.
是$30一小时
roughly 30美金
但你对比沃尔玛就是美国现在拥有最多员工的公司、
yeah.
他们的就是
$8.50
平均的售货员啊什么的、
mm-hmm.
这种收银员的工资是只有$8.50
yeah
所以美国不是一直在说要 minimum wage 因为美国是很多州都没有最低收入线的对吧？没有
minimum wage. Most of them do actually, but it's pretty low. Depending on the states.
现在的很多人说我们要 increase the 什么 federal minimum wage.
Yeah, but the thing is, people argue that if you increase that, then the price of everything else is going to go up.
对对对，它有其他的影响是吧
？Yeah, so it's not there's not really any easy solution, I guess.
哎，好啊，反正。
Mm-hmm.
工作了以后我真的一个很深的体会就是赚点钱很不容易
yeah, tell me about it
对、哎、但是我想人生、哎、就是这样嘛、
嗯、
容易的事情 我曾经听过谁反正一个名人的人生格言就是 We do these things because they're hard、哦、是 JFK 吧他说为什么美国人要上月球、
uh-huh.
Not because they're easy but because they're hard、
uh-huh.
这样你人生才会进步啊、
mm-hmm.
好了那学英语也是一种人生的进步就非常高兴、
right.
我们每一天都能感受到有越来越多的听众有越来越多的用户在开英语的陪伴下享受到学英语的这种快乐那当然呢、
嗯、
我们也希望通过我们给你带来的课程和节目能让你有更好的英语有更好的这种职场的素养 and you can make at least an 8% wage increase in the new year. 大家至少涨薪 8%, 好不好？
好。
好，到我们公众号，去看我们所有精彩的推送，包括可以免费试用我们的付费课程，然后还有微信的特惠购买。Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye.